Now, our recitation said what? What did it say when it compares Solomon to a flower? Do you remember? It said that even Solomon, yes?
That even in Solomon in all his glory was not robed like one of these.
That's right. That the robe or the array, it's when garments are put down around you. And Solomon had very, very beautiful garments. You remember it says they don't labor, they don't spin. They don't have to make the clothes. Who makes the clothes for the flowers? Who makes the clothes for the flowers? Yes?
The Lord
makes the clothes for the flowers. And that is why the clothing of a flower is so, so much more beautiful than that of Solomon or that of any man in the world. It's nice to dress up and look good, but we can never surpass the beauty and glory that the Lord has given to everything around us. Now, when we think of a flower, something more that Solomon was known for. What was that? Solomon was known for something, not his wonderful array, not just his riches. They were given to him on top of this. But what did he ask for? Do you remember?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Solomon asked for wisdom. And the heavenly doctrine tells us that the flowers represent wisdom and intelligence. And why is that? Why do flowers represent wisdom and intelligence? Anybody know? What's a flower there for? One, yes?
To be pretty.
To be pretty is one reason, but it's pretty because of what it's actually there for. What is a flower made for? Some people say it's so it can attract the bees, right? And the bees can come and they can pollinate the flower. But it's not just for the bees. It's to show us in correspondential form what wisdom is all about. What is wisdom about? The heavenly doctrine tells us wisdom is of life. And intelligence is what? Is intelligence knowing a lot of math and science? That might be part of it. But intelligence is understanding that math and science are from the Lord. That he is the one who gives us everything. Intelligence is when we can see in everything around us what is good and true from the Lord. And also intelligence is to know what is not good so we can keep away from it. That's what intelligence is. And wisdom is putting that into our life. Not just knowing it, like intelligence, but actually doing it. That's real wisdom. And so what does a flower do? Now, you can use a little science here, but the Lord also tells us this, both in the letter of the word and also in the heavenly doctrines, that flowers come after leaves. Leaves are like knowledges and rational thinking. Flowers are like spiritual thinking and wisdom. And what does a flower do? Well, inside the middle of a flower, what do we find? We find filaments, or anthers, and we find pistils, and inside the pistils, little eggs. And what happens in a flower and what it's there for is the pollen then comes from the anther, lands on the pistil, and it grows down and it fertilizes the egg and it makes a seed, right? And why is there a seed? Well, around the seed is a fruit. In some cases, it's the fruit that's useful. In some cases, it's a seed. And the seed falls to the ground, doesn't it? And what happens to the seed when it falls to the ground? Yes? Yeah, it grows, it falls in, and it grows. And there's a beautiful teaching that tells us that the earth is the common mother to every plant. Because when the seed falls in, it says it receives it as if in the womb. And there it grows, it's nourished, and it grows up. And unlike an animal which leaves its mother, all the plants stay with its mother, don't they? And they're nourished. And there's a wonderful wisdom in that, as a matter of fact. Wives represent wisdom. What's really interesting is that inside each flower, there's what they call gametes, because they come together. The word gamete comes from the word for wedding in Greek. Wedding, because there is a wedding going on. It's like a wedding before a marriage. That's what a flower is, and that's why you see so many flowers at weddings. People just know that. The heavenly doctrine tells us that, but people don't know it. They even named it right. They named it wedding things because it comes together. And of course, what's a wedding for? A wedding is to get married and have children, and then they have more children and more children. In the same way, a flower makes a seed and more than one seed. And that seed plants into the ground, more come up. And pretty soon, instead of just one flower, you have a garden. And that garden represents the wisdom and intelligence. And it also represents the Garden of Eden, the garden of God, heaven. Because the whole purpose of wisdom is to put it into your life so that you can become an angel, right? And when you're an angel, you can perform uses to eternity. And the fruit is like the use. And so the wisdom needs to be there. And the wisdom is so, so beautiful. Now, the heavenly doctrine, when they talk about the blossoming of a branch, they go into great detail, not only about how that is wisdom before the fruit, but they also tell us about what is not wisdom. And how some people think they're so wise and so intelligent because they can explain everything by science. They actually think these little gametes are natural things. They actually think there's a male and a female and all that stuff, not realizing that the earth is a common mother. But the heavenly doctrine gives us wisdom. It isn't just knowing it. You know, they think they look at it, they look at the chemicals, and what did they forget? These people who think they're so wise and they call it wisdom, and yet the heavenly doctrine says that it's the insanity of the present age. What did they forget? Often you can open up a science book, a wonderful book, tells you all sorts of wonderful things. What did they forget? What isn't in that book? What isn't in the, quote, wisdom of today that makes this so, so beautiful? Yes? That's right. God. The Lord is missing. It's interesting. Gentiles know it's there. And if you look out and you see the beauty of nature and you don't think of the Lord, you've missed the beauty. And so it says the wicked flourish for a day, but then it withers away. What we need to think of is things that will last to eternity. And so when we look at a flower, in one sense we're looking at a flower, in the other sense we're looking at the wisdom of the Lord. And so that's why the Lord said to us, and Solomon was wise, but he was wise in natural things. The Lord tells us that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like the lily of the field. The lily of the field has so much more beauty to it. Every flower has a beauty beyond belief. Do you remember what happened when the flower opened up for the angels in heaven and they saw the spiritual things? What did it say they saw? A whole paradise of indescribable beauty. Try to do that. When you look at something the Lord made, especially now in May when there's so many flowers around, especially on a special day like today, when you look at your mother and how much she does for you, think of the earth as the common mother and all the beautiful flowers that are coming out of that. And see if you can, the wisdom of our Lord.